Imagine you don't understand or comprehend or get the following things today. Using a laptop or computer, using a mobile phone, only know how to use snail mail. The internet to you is a game kids use and will eventually fade out. You get your movies on Betamax or VHS only, and wonder why there's no more new releases. Your music is on CDs, you actually buy them, but wonder why there's no new devices in the market. Social media, never heard of it. Your news is from TV and newspapers and maybe magazines. You use maps and do not know what GPS is. You only deal in cash and you don't trust ATMs or electronic money. So imagine Apple Pay and digital wallets. You don't get that. You go to libraries for your information. Now, would you hire you? Would you stand a chance? Would you... Never mind. Now let's imagine something else. Imagine hiring someone that is great at sales and marketing, someone that delivers the numbers and hits their targets, someone you rely on to achieve your quarterly numbers. The very same person is absolutely lousy at everything else. No one wants to work with her. Customers say she's never returned a call and only appears when she wants something. Managers and society think she is bad news and bad-mannered. Basically, she sucks at soft skills, among other things. But she passed our interview easily and with honors. Great. So who do you blame for hiring Miss Sunshine? Your amazing updated HR department, or you? Or worse, the system itself? Because you can't really blame her. She's always done her job and achieved her targets, and especially that she's selling your soft skills training seminar. Can you? I bet you can't. Ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome to Business Talk. Join me as I dive deep into the world of anything related to business and how it affects our lives, now or later. I'm your host, Mamdouh Al-Raddadi. Be warned though, this is not some posh, professionally polished, boring blah blah. Just casual, happy-go-lucky and fun stuff. If you like that, let's go. Some things in life become must-haves. To meet the minimum requirements, to be able to produce results anywhere at any given time. Soft skills are no longer a nice-to-have, an optional, or cute. They're a absolutely must-have option before anything else, to be honest. It's not the world's problem that your hiring and teaching team are careless and didn't figure that out ages ago. Just to give you an idea about how interviews are conducted these days, this is what it goes like. Number one, they interview masses. Number two, they're looking for hard, not soft, smart, savvy, updated candidates. They look for grades from schools that tell us they memorized stuff. And four, they look for factory robots that are actually human. They ask them common, repeated, stupid questions, or they ask them intimidating, rude, show-off questions to find out if they will accept this humiliation at the hands of idiots running the interview show. They, the HR department, have heard of soft skills and attended courses, of course, throughout the years and practiced some of what they learned, never updated along the way. They don't understand that everything changed over the last 100 years, and it's smart, unique thinking, soft skills. People that have these skills, the go-getters, are what you should be looking for, not human robots that will fail on so many social encounters and occasions. Soft skills have actually never been optional, by the way. Ask yourself this. What made you leave a previous job? A, a stupid, bad-mannered, idiot boss. B, the company itself. Or C, the culture at the workplace. I'm betting, as with many, it was the dumb boss or the toxic culture, and rarely the work itself or company. And what have those things got in common? Soft skills, communication skills, and leadership. And so much more, rarely the work itself. So let me today point out the things that are no longer optional so you can get the update you've been delaying for the last 10 years, thinking it will go away. There's at least 20, at least, and the first one I already mentioned, which is soft skills. The second one is digital literacy. What is this literacy I speak of? Well, it's not just knowing how to update your phone or Google something. It's actually knowing how to conduct a real search that delivers answers. It's how to use email, social media, and messaging to connect with others. Simply put, communications online. It's protecting your personal information and avoiding scams. It's creating digital content that is consumable and attractive and informative. It's critical thinking, evaluating what makes sense, is real from the online, all this online BS. It's cybersecurity and how to obtain it and use it or get help. It's online collaboration, working well with others remotely, video conferencing, presentations, training, sharing, and project management. It has within it media literacy, being able to analyze and interpret media messages, misinformation, fake news, filtration, and so much more. Financial literacy is another one, and it isn't a nice to have anymore. It's the know-how to make informed, good decisions about money and everything related to it in your life. Budgeting, saving, investing, and managing debt. Financial goal setting, taxes, why, how, and when. Consumer awareness. For example, why a solid brand is more expensive than a generic one. Does it make financial sense? It empowers you to manage money and make choices that help you achieve your goals and grow. Also, what's right and wrong. It also opens the door to why you should have multiple income streams and how to achieve that. Another important thing that's no longer optional is actually what I'm doing right now and has become a habit. It's content creation. If you're a freelancer, employee, entrepreneur, boss, or own a company, or a nonprofit, you must create content. You must tell the world what you do and why you do it, your expertise, your hobbies, industry, insight, and so on. Why? Have you noticed lately the information overload you face? Have you ever Googled a service or product you wanted? Have you ever read reviews to make up your mind? Think of content creation as your old days business card, or lousy flyers, the billboards, the radio ads. Content creation can mean making it or losing it one day. Trust me. You have to build your online presence gradually so when you are searched, they can get to know you beforehand. I feel sorry for those that are invisible today for whatever conspiracy theory they're living. Branding and personal branding, which I've actually talked about so many times, are also no longer optional. Here's an idea for you to think about. Would you rather take care and handle your own image and brand, or let anyone, an unknown, create or paint your picture to the world? Thank you. What else isn't optional anymore? Let me see. Oh, here's one. Critical thinking and problem solving. Decision making, reflecting, evaluation, analysis. Today we live, swim, eat, and drown in information overload. So we need to know how to analyze it, think logically to make great decisions. With it, we can compare, have scenarios, perspectives, and finally finding solutions that suit us with solid information. So it's basically analyzing information, you know, the articles, the reports, the data. You need to learn how to question all of that, evaluate its credibility, the sources, the biases behind it, and viewpoints. It even helps you identify and watch out for your own biases and choices. It helps you break down information, chunks, you know, and identify the underlying issues, create plan of actions to solve any underlying issue you've got. Here's an example which shows that many of us have already been using critical thinking in our lives. Let's say you're planning a trip. Critical thinking helps you research and compare different options, you know, to find the best deals to make your final decision. You know, the cars, the boats, the homes, and almost everything. Even which podcast to listen to today, you know, you get to choose based on critical thinking, which is delivering stuff that I need, which can help me in my life, and so forth. All right? Even, you know, the delivery applications that you're using. Critical thinking helps you consider multiple perspectives and respect them and evaluate them. You can also evaluate arguments. It encourages you to think differently. I'm not going to say outside that stupid box. Other things that are no longer optional are understanding data analysis, cultural understanding, environmental issues, health and wellness, emotional intelligence, communication skills, continuous learning, definitely time management, adaptability and flexibility, collaboration, information filtration, creativity, online learning or teaching. And don't think I forgot about artificial intelligence and all their friends. Those of you that were counting, I've mentioned something like 20 things that should not be treated as optional. If you actually want to succeed in today's competitive environment and tomorrow's tech world, you need to stay informed, stay updated, and stay fresh. These are things that I mentioned, and I'm sure you've got more, but it's the things that we think are optional that are no longer optional that can distinguish a successful individual from a normal person. It's these things that we need to know secondhand or second nature. It's the ideas behind them. It's how we live our life. It's how we, grow these things into us. If we don't have these basics, I call them basics. I don't call them optional. I hate the word soft skills. It's overused and abused and people take it lightly. That's why I said soft skills are no longer soft skills. They're important, must-have skills that you need today to differentiate yourself from the rest. These are things that you cannot work in any environment. You can't get the job that you want. You can't work in that job. You can't do business. You can't conduct correct business with people in this world. You cannot have a nonprofit. You need these skills as a must. And so if you're on the hiring end of the job market, then you need to understand there needs to be a change in the way we interview people. We need to be looking for these skills, these adaptable, flexible people, these people with minds that can think, create, and have critical thinking. And forget about the old ways of looking at grades and which schools they went to and what recommendations they have. And everybody knows that 80 to 90% of the people have memorized how you interview. Now, if you're on the side that's looking for a job, then be prepared. Have these things ready. Have these things as second nature. You need to start now. It's never too late, okay, because a lot of people really don't know what we're talking about. But have these things, build on them, and seek this information. Information has never been easier to attain, okay? So I've said what I have to say. Thank you for listening. Please leave me a comment. I'd really appreciate it if you go to Apple Podcasts and, give us a thumbs up or comment. It all works for me. Thank you very much. You take care. Masala. I'm not going to be able to do that.